Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
And I'm just so thankful that he gave us the revelation of the glory of Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Well, when you went to Ian Thomas and you were talking to him, did you ever have any inkling that you would literally become your own fountainhead of the life, of the mystery?
Oh, absolutely not. Never crossed. I would not have had such a dream.
Well, it's been proven out because there's many I've seen come and receive that impartation and then live that impartation.
Mm-hmm.
And, because I'm with you a lot and because I'm walking with you, I don't know why he chose me to do this, why he chose me to write this. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. You're going to read this, and though, you're going to read my story in here, you're going to say, this wasn't him that wrote this. I can look at it and say, I didn't write this. There's no way I could have written this.
I remember a podcast we did some months ago, and we were sharing what God had done among us during my illness, which I'm amazingly well
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody tells me I look better. But I won't get over when you sat beside me and I was talking about how you served. And you put your hand down and you said, but it was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I saw that it was him all along, not you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I could be grateful for what you were doing to help me, to get me to doctors and so forth and where I needed to go. But to think of that it was Jesus himself in your body doing the work and being the servant. It was just an incredible, that was an experience for me.
Mm.
Not just a revelation. It was, oh my goodness, I witnessed the indwelling Christ hundreds of days, it seems like.
Well, I mean, I couldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have done it. It was too much. But mm-hmm. he could do it in me.
And it seemed easy when he did it.
Sure enough.
Easy on you.
Sure
Otherwise,
enough.
I wouldn't have been able to stand it.
No. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was him. Because he did do it. Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful.
It really is.
It takes the pressure off of so many people that live with the anxiety and the expectation and the
obligation.
Pressure and the obligation. And it makes this Christian life unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
There's no joy in that.
Well, it's like Descartes, the French monk that I read so much. He said, there's nothing easier in the world than to live the Christian life. And all of us would say, how can that be? I don't experience that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I could have said that many times.
Right.
And until I learned to let him have his life.
Oh, if you're trying to grit it out on your own, if you're just trying to.
It's the worst possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Romans 7 where Paul says, I want to do the right. The right is in me. I love it, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
And that's the invitation to the indwelling for Christ to be all that he wanted you to be.
I mean, we watch and witness bedraggled Christians all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Doing it in their own strength.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it by obligation. Doing it by ought to's and should's.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Jesus, it's law and death, and it leads to complete discouragement, disillusionment, and despair.
And I go back to that verse, the rich glory the riches of the glory of Christ within. That's what we are, when we can live Christ within, then what we experience is the riches of his glory, the riches of what he gives you, both to do and to enable you to accomplish.
Which biblical character was it that said, was it Moses that said, unless your presence goes with me, I'm not going?
Oh, that's...
Was it David or...
No. Yes, it was Moses.
Was it Moses?
Of Barak, the soldier, but it was Moses.
Okay. So he basically said, you know, go ahead and go. And he said, unless you go with me...
I'm not going.
I ain't going anywhere. And that is the point of this entire message. Mm-hmm. Unless it's your life, I ain't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not
and waiting for his life to rise is the one discipline.
Sure.
To letting him be takes patience with him.
It does. It does. And it's tested.
Yes.
Okay. He'll go, okay, do you really want my life or do you want your will? Do you just want to get the job done or do you want my life? Which one do you want?
You're getting a little close there now, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. Down boy,
exactly.
Down boy.
You and your reality.
Mm.
That's right.
But that's it.
That is
and
exactly. That,
and Moses said, without your presence, without your, I am not doing it. I am not going. Mm. And if we had that same commitment, Lord Jesus.
And see, you read Psalm 91 written by Moses,
mm-hmm.
and you see how much of that man was stretched,
yeah.
And God proven completely adequate to what he needed in his very difficult life with those 3 million rebels, or 5 million, including the women.
Uh-huh. My goodness gracious. Wow.
So what fun. It's just fun. It turns life into the greatest adventure, and that's what God wants to give us as such a fatherly heart. He wants to give us an exciting, shocking experience of him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He wants us to have many things to say about him.
And he wants us to experience him, and
yes.
This is how you do it.
Right, from within.
From within.
I had an experience some time ago where I was dealing with a situation that had been very harmful, and I asked the Lord to take care of it, and when he did, it was the most incredible grace and kindness and long-suffering, and I was not capable of it. I marveled at him when I let him deal with it. And the end of it was an enormous love.
So if you want to pray with us about this, it is literally in the works. And we will be announcing it hopefully soon. I was hoping that we could have this out by the end of the year. But the fact that the printing industry took such a hit and stopped printing for 3 months due to COVID, they're so far behind that it may not be able to be done that quick. You know, even if I got it submitted to the printer, you have to get into the queue to print. And, you know, like the Sovereign Touch, I had it done. It's been done for a long time. It was like 6 weeks once I submitted that to even start the printing. So, you know, that it may be the similar scenario with this, but regardless, it will be out by in the spring, in the new year, hopefully before even spring hits. And we'll just see. We're going to see. I'll have more once I have it all formatted and all able to present to the printer of how many pages, and we get the quote and everything like that. Then we'll know exactly how long. They'll give me a timeline, and we'll get that all to you and let you know.
But tell me again when the Sovereign Touch will be.
Well, by the time this podcast comes out, it's there.
It will have arrived.
It would have been here, and it's already shipped. The first bunch would have already shipped by the time this place.
Oh, okay.
Because they're on the way.
Wow.
They had a delay in the printing, but they're going to be shipping beginning of next week, and then
Wow.
And we'll ship them out next week.
And we will announce it. That's in our possession.
Yeah. We'll probably do some videos. That'd be fun.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay. God bless all of you who are listening. I'm amazed at all of you and very honored that we would be allowed to speak for him.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.